Fellas, she's not dressed properly. He's gonna have to leave.
Properly?
Jimmy.
What's wrong with the way we're dressed?
Stop.
This gentleman ain't dressed right. I asked him to leave.
Is there a problem then?
The problem is your man here says we're not properly dressed. Like our money ain't green. We just want a couple of beers.
A few beers, that's it.
That's it. We'll be on our way. We ain't looking for trouble.
Spoke like a gentleman. Give me the beers. Go ahead.
I appreciate it.
No problem. All right.
You got some brews down here. Nice cold ones. Get us some nice cold brews. Come on. Two over here, huh? One more over here.
All right, brothers, if I may, a toast to our host.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Look at all these kids all right now.
Hey! Oh, you again, huh?
That wasn't very nice. Now he's gotta leave.
I'll tell you when the fuck we leave, all right? Get the fuck away from
me. Go watch the bites, man. Eh? Hey, come on, come on.
Hey, what's
this shit?
Now you just can't leave.
I will never forget the look on their faces. All eight of them. Their faces dropped. All their courage and strength was drained right from their bodies. They had a reputation for breaking up bars. But they knew that instant they made a fatal mistake. This time they walked into the wrong bar.
Come on, motherfucker! Come on, you scrappy motherfucker!
What more do you want from me?
Oh, yeah. You already know. Or perhaps some of you didn't know. So that you thought you was going to come in and get that smooth and tasty beverage. It's a little chilly outside. It might be even overcast. It's dark. You feel the wind, the breeze picking up. It's a little cold out there. So you decided to come in. Come indoors. Warm up a little bit. Cozy up next to the fire. And as you begin to indulge in your surroundings, you got a little too comfortable. You thought it was a little too sweet. So you decided to take a bite out the apple. And then I had to motion to my mans. Sonny, you know how we get down. So he casually walked over to the door, and you didn't notice it at first until you heard the click, click. Now you just can't leave. And now we're not locked in here with you. You're locked in here with us. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another edition of Office Hours. With your host, your good brother, your local neighborhood professor, Professor Carl Tone Jones. As I sit out here, tuning in live from the 215, as we typically do with Philly Fridays, right here on Fet Life Station at FetLifeStation.com. And you can also catch us streaming on True Crime Story Radio. All right? Make sure you check out your streaming apps for that. And, yeah. We're at the top of the hour, as always. And, you know, it's, the snow is melting now. And the temperature is warming up and cooling off. And it's just like, man, this schizophrenic weather will drive you crazy. But just buckle up now because you're in for a treat this evening. or whenever you choose to tune in. So I'm really I'm looking at the fact that football season is almost over, and it's amazing because, you know, football leagues, the NBA, all the professional sports leagues and franchise, they all have commissioners. Well, there's a commissioner that's in a little hot water right now, and it has nothing to do with sports. It has a lot to do with balls. This is when, you know, the situation comes up and you have to deal with. So let me just get into it. Apparently, in Fulton County, Georgia, one of the commissioners just caused the taxpayers of that particular county nearly $1 million. How did this happen, you might be asking? You know, he's sitting there like, what? Yeah, I don't have that sound effect hooked up yet to my new system. By the way, I do have a new system, if you can't tell by now. And one of the things that happened is, so let me just read it. A federal judge ruled Friday afternoon that Fulton County Commissioner Natalie Hall did sexually discriminate against her former chief of staff. All right. So, and this is coming from Fox 5 News out of Atlanta. So, apparently, Calvin Brock filed a federal equal employment opportunity complaint against Hall in federal court. Brock accused Hall of tracking his every move by planting 3 recording devices in his vehicle and firing him from his job because he wanted to end the relationship. So, and this is where I tell you fellas, right? I tell y'all all the time, man, just hitting it and just, you know, just easy access to sex, it's not always worth it. And we all have to exercise more discipline when it comes to this right now, because, you know, we got a sister right here that she has hit the wall. And because she has hit the wall, and she's a boss chick, she doesn't have many options out there for dating. You become a pliable one, specifically if she feels as though she has some type of control over you. And in the black community, that's typically how the relationships go. Typically, women like to choose men that they have leverage over. And the supreme leverage is to have over a man is if you are his employer. Y'all need to pay attention to that. Start reading the tea leaves. Brothers, you have a lot of emotional intelligence, but sometimes you go brain dead when it comes to thinking with that little head. You know what I mean? And then now you're saying, you know, I want to move on. And she's saying no. And you're hitting her with the,
what more do you want from me?
You know, it's not happening. This is a clear case where you need to think more with the bigger head. You need to think about the ramifications. You need to utilize your ability to exercise foresight. This was never going to end well, good brother. It rarely ever does. So, you know, we we want to talk about somebody else that hit the wall. Our dear, dear, poor sister, Tia Mowry. Yo, Tia Mowry is a case study. Right now, y'all can all do this now. You don't have to be an academic to do this. It's happening right in front of you. She's giving you everything. You don't even have to look this up. She's a case study in arrested development and numerous other shortcomings. So, arrested development and this whole concept of just having the worst city girl experience of all time. I mean, we are watching this train wreck happen in front of us. And it's just another indication of women not accepting the fact that they've hit the wall. They're in total denial. So we went from graduating from a perfectly good marriage, and I don't care what anybody says, the pursuit of happiness is overrated. All right? I'm not happy in this relationship. I'm tired of, you know, being, you know, liking all these degrading posts that people were making about her husband, who has done nothing, not one thing to shame his wife publicly. I don't know about the conversations privately, but publicly speaking, this man has not gone out of his way to do anything to disrespect or diminish the image of his wife. In fact, you had news reports coming out that he was still, at the beginning of this, still trying to save his marriage. Corey has since moved on, and he's been actually been seen and observed since the divorce with other women. We're going to leave that there. One of the things that we've noticed about Tia is that she hasn't been able to. In fact, she tried to get her twin sister Tamara, you know, to go out with her one time, and Tamara just flat out told her, "I have a family, I have a husband, I can't be out here in these streets. I can't be hitting these streets with you." So, you know, what we're looking at right now is a train wreck in slow motion, and it's happening in front of everybody. And when I'm gonna go back to something I said, so Tia has been out there, and as soon as she got all her relationships, she started doing these embarrassing TikToks, you know, trying to express her sex appeal to the world. Now, let me be clear about something. Tia Mowry is a very nice looking woman. There's nothing, you know, nobody, if she's on somebody's arm, there's nobody that would be ashamed to have that woman on his arm. She's a very nice looking woman. I'm not so sure about what's going on upstairs in that pretty little head of hers, but she is definitely overshot the mark in regards to estimating her value out here in these streets. You know, a good woman to a man that she's married to, you can measure her worth, her weight in gold. But when you come out here on the streets, it's pennies to the dollar. And she's finding that out. And she's been going on this tour talking about how terrible the dating scene has been. She even discussed how when Corey Hardrick had first courted her, how romantic he was and all these different things. You can see the glow on her face. You can also see the regret. Now she's out here taking more thirst trap joints, and we're seeing it with all the sisters now, all the sisters that were empowered, all the sisters that were part of those single shows and things of that nature, girlfriends, and you know, now all of a sudden they're out here in their 40s and their 50s and they're trying to show that they still got it. And listen, I have to say that, you know, looks wise, you know, a lot of them still got it. You know, a lot of them still have it. You know, I gotta give them credit for that. A lot of them still have it in regards to the looks. But unfortunately, it scales down a little bit when you get older. And you, especially you're divorced and have children. Now, Tia's out here, and she got her whole flat ass on full display in bikini pics out here. Tia. Tia, my darling. That's just not a good freaking look. That. Oh my God. Baby girl, hang that one up. Hang that one up, because that's not going to serve you or anybody else, and it just reeks of desperation. Go out there and do yourself the inner work, find some peace. You got sisters like you, Taraji P. Hansen, sisters are just losing their damn minds all over the place. You know, you don't know whether you're happy, whether you're unhappy, but you all try to make it clear. It ain't because of a man, but we all know it's because of a man or lack thereof. A man being in your life to help you offer stability. So I don't even want Corey to take you back at this point, but you need to find some peace, young sister, because you're a bad example out there for all the women out there that's influenced by you and flying off the seat of their pants, and then now you're just falling apart in front of them. It's horrible. So, you know, hold on. Because I got a treat for y'all. I got a treat for y'all. Because let me turn off the main music for a second. Let me listen here, y'all. Because we got a story that needs updates. All right. And you need the proper music for this. My. So, about four or five months ago, we had a situation with your the infamous brick lady of Houston, Texas. All right. And let me turn this down just a little bit so I can get into it. All right. Yeah. So apparently, Rhoda Osman, lady who claimed to have been assaulted by a black man with a brick for wanting her phone number outside of a Houston nightclub back in September, has been brought up on charges. Right? And brought up on charges stating that she is going to be charged with felony theft of $42,000, $302, through a GoFundMe account. And apparently, the video surveillance and the detectives did their job. And apparently, none of the four stories that Osman told concerning being hit in the head with a brick were verified. In fact, she claimed to not know her assailant. That her assailant was the first, she said he was a stranger on the street. Then she said he was the Uber driver. Then it became something else. And by the fifth or sixth story, but the one thing that was clear in all her stories is that allegedly she was hit in the face with a brick by a black man, surrounded by black men who just watched her get assaulted and did nothing. So black men took the brunt of this. Black men were late, but that people came out of the woodworks to just talk about how black men are the bottom of the barrel, scum of the earth. Black men were cowards. Black men were abusers of black women. The whole old tropes of every 5 hours a black woman is deleted by at the hands of a black man resurfaced. All these different things came out. And then come to find out that when the video surveillance was revealed, and I'm not sure how she didn't know this was going to happen, it was observed that she herself was the one who initiated the contact, that she herself went willingly and sat in the car with the gentleman who she got into the incident with, and that she was seen assaulting him, and he responded with a water bottle. That man has come on. And I don't have that clip today. I'll present it another time if need be. But the idea that this man was out there just trying to assault women and black men, and you know, it's just an epic fail. It was just another epic fail in terms of trying to shame black men. But did any of the accusers come out? Did any of the accusers come out after being checked? And what I'm happy about is it's not just black men who are checking these people nowadays. You got men of other races and other communities who see the BS and they're checking it. Because what's happening is there's a spillover. So this isn't just happening in the black community anymore. This is happening in the white communities. This is happening all over. This is happening all over, y'all. And so we've had people checking the ones that want to be out here and offering such vitriol towards the black community. Yeah, we have people checking them. And so let me see. I was going to see if I was going to pull up a clip, but I don't want to have to go searching and digging too deep for this clip. But it was a gentleman that checked, you know, and here's the deal, right? Here's the deal. And I'm going to shut the music down one more time. Because we got to. Here's the deal. This is why you see a lot of people coming for the brothers. This is why you see a lot of people coming for the brothers in terms of the year 2024. Check this out. A message from the great beyond by the one and only Godfather, Kevin Samuels.
See, real dudes, thorough dudes, high value men scare the shit out of imposter women. That's why so many modern women.
I'm a PhD.
Hate this broadcast because it's shining a big light and saying, you ain't all that. You got a PhD, you got a master's, you got a bachelor's or whatever, but your mindset is still girlfriend at best. Versus the women who don't necessarily have all that bachelor's, master's, the women who prioritize relationship, those very women who laugh at those women who ain't out here achieving what they are, those are the women that get married and go off and live a life. And they're like, well, he married a secretary or this or that. No, he married a woman that was prepared. She was prepared and she continued preparing. See.
And that's what it is. And so when you have these sisters out here who, like I spoke earlier about, who want to be out here propagating and pontificating about what black men ain't doing and all the different things of that nature, what they're really doing is projecting. There's a lot of projection going on. So brothers, you need to understand. Don't let anybody, if the first thing a person does is look you up and down to try to find something wrong with you, don't even engage that woman. Don't even engage her because it's going to be a troublesome situation. And I'm going to tell you why I played that clip with Kevin Samuels, because it directly relates to both of the stories we've talked about so far. One, if she feels as though she has leverage on you, that's going to become an abusive situation. And if she doesn't end the relationship, the situationship, or her, however it may be, she's going to do what she can to destroy you. There's also, you know, the second one with the brick lady, Rhoda Osman. She also is trying to find ways to break men down so that she can deal with them in bite-sized chunks, because she can't deal with a whole man. And this is why she walks around slapping men. She just slapped the right one on that particular day. But that brother had to deal with all types of harassment. That brother had to deal with death threats. His business got shut down. And this is why I tell you, brothers, you need to be more careful. I don't even go to bars and clubs because I just don't think that you're going to get a quality person, deal with a quality person in those environments. And it's not to say quality people don't go to lounges, bars, and this, that, and the other. Typically speaking, though, better places with people who are more wholesome and more wholesome, you'll have a better chance for better outcomes. I'm not going to say you have a better outcome because we're seeing it's crazy everywhere. But, you know, and I wanted to point to those because But Kevin Samuels is saying is correct, and on so many different levels. It's not the fact that she even has to be considered to be a wife, a decent person with good character. Because a person with flawed character and low self-esteem, the first thing they do, they feel intimidated by a person who is walking around whole, completed, healed, healthy, and functional, and focused, and driven. Those people, and you know, because the woman, she wants that man, but she knows she don't really qualify for him the way he is. So she'll try to destroy him. She'll try to nibble at his kneecaps until he can no longer walk and he has to crawl. And you have to be aware of that, young brothers. Shit, all brothers. Shit, I wasn't too long ago that I figured that out either. So, you know, and I'm going to address something, right? Because we didn't get our proper apology. And the reason why we didn't get our apology, brothers, don't be disheartened. The reason why we didn't get our apology is because nobody believed the brick lady. The people who came for us, they didn't believe the brick lady. Nobody. What you saw happening was an open chance for, you know, people to for somebody to carry the crown of misandry towards black men. And so you had not only the femme fatales of the sisterhood. I was gonna say something else. I had to catch myself. I was about to say something. I had to get on the turntables and knock it off a few bit. But that's why, you know, we have to be careful. Because the femme fatales of the sisterhood came for us. And also, this squadron of male hyenas came for us. And the male hyenas right now are not offering any apology to the brothers for the stain that took on our image. And that's something that's out of whack with us. Because when you think about where we are, the black community only functions and operates on the image of its males, the image of the black man. And when so many people have taken shots to try to dethrone us as the, you know, de facto leaders of our community, you start to see. You know, you start to see the it falling apart at the shreds. You know, falling apart at the threads. And so, and let me tell you, man, y'all, you know, brothers, you gotta be smarter. We have to be smarter. Let me tell you about this real quick before I divest into a different conversation. A digress, excuse me. That's not a Freudian slip. So apparently, a woman met a man, and I believe she met him in a Dominican, I don't know where did she meet this man? She met her husband at a friend's house, right? In New York, got married, and he was 20 years older than her. Well, excuse me, he's 30 years older than she is. So they ended up, she ended up trying to divorce him 20 years later, 20 years after the fact, only to find out that he had divorced her 20 years prior. He had divorced her like 4 months after they got married. So she's been with this man for 20 years, banking on a day that she could retire him, or retire from him, retire from the relationship, or as Tia Mowry said, graduate, right? Graduate from the relationship and then move on with his bread. Well, turns out the Dominican Republic has this law that you can actually go to the Dominican Republic and you only one person has to file for divorce. So 4 months after they got married, they went on a trip to DR. He filed for his divorce. He was able to keep all of his bread. She's currently trying to sue him right now. And you know, you got women in the comments saying that, you know, she needs to be compensated for that 20 years. And the brothers is like, she was compensated. She was compensated for 20 years. And the fact that she filed for divorce, she thought she was going to get access to his bread, that investment. And so, brothers, we need to start being more calculating like this, because when it comes to love and all that bullshit, I'm going to tell you right now, it ain't happening with the modern woman that we deal with today. She's very calculating. She is focused, laser focused. And it's the one thing she's actually patient about, is getting with you and sticking it out long enough to get access to whatever you have. And don't buy that jargon that, you know, men are out here asking women, you know, thinking that women are coming for money they don't have. Brothers out here getting paid. I work with brothers that get paid. I work with brothers who are all focusing, all falling into that between 75 to 100,000 to six figure, low six figure income by just the jobs they do. I'm telling you, I work with brothers that do that, and it's a lot of them, and more to come. So, you know, that's just that little tidbit. But it's something else that I want to focus on. And it's a conversation that took place in the 70s, right? And this conversation, this is why when people start talking about the gender war just started in social media. This thing started in the 70s, and it started with a push that came from outside of our community. But I'm gonna let some of the folk that speak on this, I'm gonna let them talk, because there's an interview that was put together a few years ago. That's been released recently, and I'm gonna let y'all hear what the interview entails. And we're gonna skip ahead a little bit, because I covered some of this before, so I'm gonna skip to the conversation. And we're only going to cover a short part of the conversation.
Are you blaming us? Are you saying that it's our fault?
All right, I'm going to go back just a tad bit.
Our woman will not allow us to emerge as black men. No. But our black women, who has been put in this role of aiding white America, white structure, incarcerating the black male, has continued doing this. She cannot live with us. It's not that we can't live with her.
Are you blaming us? Are you saying that it's our fault that this happened?
No, I'm not blaming black America women. I just said that I'm blaming the system. They are victims of the system, like the black male.
Well,
and I'm going to jump in right there. Yeah, I'm going to blame black women. And I'm going to blame black men. But I'm going to start with blaming. So when I'm speaking to the men, the reason why I'm blaming black women for this particular situation is because black women saw that this was going to cause a divide, but they allowed their rugged individualism that had been scratching and gnawing to be surfaced out into the open. And so they chose career. They chose sexual freedom and sexual liberation. They chose independence over community. And so when we look at women from other communities, they're able to find a healthy balance. They're able to still scratch and claw and get what they want, get what they need. If anybody wanted to pay attention to what I'm talking about, all you have to look at is the Me Too movement that resurfaced a few years ago. And look at the difference between how white women attacked white men and how black women attacked black men that were involved in those things. You got two very different outcomes, reactions and behaviors. The white women were very calculated. They were quiet. They were discreet. And you started to see that a lot of those positions, because there was a People magazine, I think it might have been a New Yorker, that released a magazine with at least 50 executives, and they were all white. that were guilty of some type of Me Too infraction. And you, what you started seeing is those people being replaced quietly by women. And so white women shut up. You didn't see the take it to the streets, run out of bushes with my breast exposed antics. You saw that by black women, specifically coming after Bill Cosby and R. Kelly. But what you didn't see is the fact that white women started a Him Too movement in which they started saying, y'all going to stop coming for our men. We don't have those responses in our community. So why blame black men? Because at this point, black men should have started their exodus at this particular moment and restarted a community with cooperative women. If you have women in our community that wanted to abandon its connection and relationship to their men, then there's another generation of women coming up that had not been fed that bullshit yet. And that's why I say the men needed to take heed, grab their nuts, and knock the wall down themselves and get the fuck up out of there. But let's play it. I digress.
Why do you say that we are castrating you? You say that you want to be the leaders. Okay. Well, what about the black professional woman? Are you...
Real quick. She just said something that's very important. Because the brother spoke to the castration. Remember what I said earlier about women wanting leverage over their men in our community? That's what he's referring to in 1970. That's what he's referring to. She's going to elaborate. Watch.
Saying that there should be no black professional woman. Are you trying to deny black women the right to be creative, the right to function?
We're not asking for you to take a back seat. We're saying that you have got to be astute enough and can view the situation well enough where you just automatically know what your role is and step back. And whenever you want to have that aggressive thing, this is the thing that the young black man today is not going to tolerate. My old man tolerated because he was his old man tolerated. It came up for years and years and years. But today, the young black man is not going to take it. He's going to be out there as a leader.
White America has used black women to keep the black male in his place. And you're still aiding them by saying, well, we are qualified. We want to work. We can help.
Okay, how are you going to reprogram men so that they don't let us take over what's supposed to be their responsibility? And men that I have had dealings with, they are perfectly willing to sit back and let us do anything we want to.
And see, there you go right there. There you go right there. Brothers, this is what I'm talking about. She's describing the same thing that we saw earlier with the prosecutor, with the commissioner of Fulton County, one of the commissioners, Natalie Hall. She's describing that exact same scenario where you have a woman who has leverage and control over a man, and the man falls back and allows her to be in the pole position of the relationship, which is diametrically. It just doesn't even function like that in nature for the most part. You have very few gatherings in the animal kingdom that does that. I'm not talking about the insect kingdom. That's different. The world of insects. I'm talking about or invertebrates. I'm talking about you have only two that I know of that function in this way. And that's the hyena clans and orcas are the only ones that function and operate with a matriarchy. And its leadership. And that's something we need to openly address and look at, brothers, because far too many of us have been in that position where we allow the women to is happy wife, happy life, and it's not worked out. And at the end of the day, like Tia Mowry, they end up going on their journey for their happiness. They need to go out here and find their happiness out in the world, because happiness doesn't exist within. Women are not naturally supposed to be in those positions. And this is why so many women who are performing at the most optimum levels of education, professional positions and titles, entrepreneurs and things of that nature. And they've never been sadder. They've never been more unhappy than now, pharmaceutical drug companies are stock is going through the roof right now for psychotropic drugs because all of these women are on them in some form or another. All of them have to take some sort of happy pill just to exist in a world that's right where they're unhappy. And so I think I'm gonna let it play a little bit longer, but it's something else I want to get to. So let me see.
I think you have to reprogram women. No, you have to reprogram
the man so that he will forcefully take what belongs to him, because you know women, as long as we can get, we're gonna get, and it's part of our being. We're going to do anything to you that you let us, whether we want to or not.
You don't want.
And so, and there you have a sister who is talking, and I mean, listen, people, I'm not politically correct. She is not a good looking woman, but she's sitting here empowered in her position because she believes her education and professional accolades will supplant the things that naturally make a woman attractive to a man, especially a man who can actually carry his own weight. And that's not going to happen. All right. That's not going to happen. And this is why, you know, we need to, brothers, we need to keep staying on the course. The Passport Bros are doing their thing. You got other brothers out here that have removed themselves from the dating scene altogether because the juice isn't worth the squeeze. What she just described is like Klingon love. Like, this is, if you ever watch Star Trek, This is how the Klingons operated. In the Klingon warrior, you had to actually battle the woman. Like, she literally had to battle the woman as part of the courtship, which is unhealthy. No other group of men have to fight their women like this. Now, I'm not saying they have perfect situations, because they do have to fight in those relationships and marriages. I'm not going to say they don't. The manosphere and the red pill discussions and MGTOW and all that stuff was started by white men. I want to be clear on that. White men and white adjacent men, which mean Latino men who identified as white Latino. That's who started the whole notion behind the manosphere and the whole notion. So even though Kevin Samuels became the most popular, and that's because, you know, talent takes you places that other people can't get to. But that's what it was. And so we need to really understand, as men, we need to understand how we need to progress and move forward regarding just our relationship with women, but also with one another. Because this is the type of thing that it creates an antagonistic relationship with other men. And let me give you an example of that. There's a brother by the name of King Randall. And for those of you who don't know, a few years ago, King Randall had started the school. I forget the name of the school at this particular time. But he started off as like a bus driver, and he started a school and for young black boys, and received a lot of accolades, as he should have. That's good work. But then recently, King Randall had taken part. There's a video going on around right now, and I will play that, because I think that is something that we need to hear. So, I mean, as y'all know, I have to play around with the electronics over here. So there's the Instagram clip of King Randall, and I'm gonna let y'all hear what this brother is doing.
Pat it out right here. You see it?
Yes, sir.
See the pat?
Yes, sir.
Now, like I'm telling you, these don't need change. You understand?
Yes, sir.
These are fine. See how thick that is right there?
Yes, sir.
If it needed to be changed, it would be way lower. Like, it would be close, way close down. So you got a lot of thickness right there. That's how much thickness you got right there. You understand?
Yes,
you got plenty of time, but that's how you replace them. You replace it the same way you take it out. You understand?
Yes, sir.
You put it right back in the same exact way. You understand?
Yes, sir.
That's how you're going to do that. You're going to put that bad boy in just like that. Boom. Your brakes have been replaced. You understand? If you take this.
All right. And shout out to King Randall for teaching these young brothers. And as y'all heard, there are about 15 young brothers standing around him, very young in age, probably preteen or early teenagers. For some of them look like they can be young as 9 or 10. But shout out to King Randall for what he did. Now, let me just speak on something, because in this particular... I have to keep remembering that it's just the volume, playing with my new toys. One of the things that I wanted to really speak to is the comment section, because I love it. I love the fact that we got brothers out here that's doing the work and willing to work with children. It's very something very needed. It's missed in our community, and it's something that's needed. Okay, but I'm gonna read a few comments. So one person, the sister that I actually know, that's how Instagram works, the comment section. We need so much more of this, and so our young men can start designing cars from scratch. Okay, that was a decent comment. All right, we do need more of this. No arguments here. All right. Got a brother out here. My grown ass need to be out there saying, yes, sir. Get your ass out there and say, yes, sir, brother. You don't get no slack from me from that. And here we go. Please. Because these grown men out here can't change the tire. We'll go on. This is the type of stuff that should be taught in schools. I agree. And we need to press our black politicians locally to find out why they're no longer being taught in school. We know, but yeah. And then there was another brother. This is the village us black men need. And brother, I will tell you, get out there and become part of the village. Because a lot of y'all Negroes hide on social media, clap and cheer for other people to do it, so you can continue to live your life of fluff. And you're out here living your life of leisure, trying to live your best life while you look in the pen for brothers to get out here and do the dirty work. And some of these are your children, brothers. So get your asses out there so you can help and teach your son and your son's friends about what it's like to be in the men. And here goes another one. Child, these sassy men can't even change the battery. He need to go on a world tour. And this is what I'm going to say, right? And here's another one. I love this young guy who's already opened up a school and I had teaching young boys skills. He's not even 25 years old. King Randall is 25 years old. Actually, he's a little older than 25 years old. And there is a problem with some of these comments that and more comments have been added since the last time I actually looked at this. So, this one. This is it. Men, this is how you turn a woman on in less than 30 seconds. Show her how you can lead our community and let her witness your expertise in action. Who, child? You're welcome. See, this is the bullshit right here. So first, I'm going to jump at the brothers, as I've been saying throughout this commentary. Brothers, get off of social media and get out here in these streets. The reason why a lot of y'all can't do what King Randall's doing is because you don't have the confidence. Well, forget, I hate that word anymore because the way it's been used. You don't have the intestinal fortitude to be out here with these young men. You're scared to, if you see a group of them standing outside, you're scared to even walk past them. And I'm not going to lie, yeah, it's rough out here. They might rob your ass, but they only rob people that look like they're afraid of them. I have not heard too many brothers who actually, you know, are walking around in their full masculine energy get approached or even threatened by these young brothers. In fact, you'll find a lot of these young brothers want you to engage them at the very least. Now, for some, that might be all they want, but some will hold a conversation with you. because they want to know where you at and what you're doing and how you get to where you are. They want to know about you, brother. So in other words, stop being a bitch. That's, you know, come out here. And another one for you trifling ass witches that'll go around talking about this is how you turn a woman on, and you always use words like leadership. You don't know how to respect leadership. As I've done this entire broadcast, all I have shown you is how black women have bucked against the leadership of black men. Seeing King Randall out here working with children, you know, the only women that's saying that shit are women who bucked against the initial leadership of the King Randalls, because there are many, plenty of King Randalls out here in these streets taking on brothers every day. I was just talking to a brother, one of my colleagues. He was telling me about an event he went to in the heart of North Philadelphia, one of the wildest places in the country. But it was supervised by black men who had the ultimate respect. It was over 200 young black men in that building, in that room. And not a single incident occurred. These brothers are out here. They get overlooked by you when you want to be with the flash and dash. Oh, he corny. Oh, he this, he that. Oh, he just don't turn me off. He don't turn me off. He don't turn me off. That's fine. Perfectly fine. But own it. Because don't come for the brothers after you've hit the wall. And now all of a sudden, these are the men that turn you on and excite you. Because now you got children and you need somebody to help you with that load. You need somebody to provide leadership and structure to not only your children, but to you, but mostly for your children. Men ain't going for that no more. The brothers definitely ain't going for that no more. You could have got away with this a decade ago, maybe even 5 years ago, post-COVID, post-lockdown. Prior to the lockdown, excuse me. But post-COVID, post-lockdown, with remote work and brothers able to see that they get treated with decency and respect for just being in other places in the world, you're not getting that. And I'm as pro-black as they come. I'm as pro-black family as they come. I know the only way the black community can survive is if we start building strong black families with foundational integrity and structure and a commitment towards the community. That being said, if we can't get the basic respect, if a woman wants us to go into a Klingon mating ritual just to be with her, then we're going to choose something else. Because I'm tired of brothers getting stuck here.
What more do you want from me?
Because there'll never be enough. We keep being told the shoe don't fit. It's a perfectly nice shoe. I like the brand, but the shoe don't fit. Perfectly told, he's not exciting enough. Y'all don't even understand peace. So if a brother is just peace, relationships is about routine. Hold on. I don't have to say it. Let me let y'all hear somebody else say it. Oh, let me see if I can find that clip real quick. If I can find it on here. Let me see. Like I said, I ain't gonna scroll forever looking for this stuff. Cause I have like a catalog of stuff up in here. I can't find it right now. I'll keep looking while as I go. But relationships is about routine. It's about looking forward to the things that you do on a day-to-day basis. Too many of y'all are used to this chaos right here. Hold on, where'd it go? Let me start it over.
And when I opened the door, my man was at my front door. And I was like, oh, like, right? And then he hit me with the Rico. He pulled the flowers out. And I was like, wow, this is different, right? So I'm not even paying attention. I brush past this trying to walk down the steps and get to the door, right? Because I'm not paying attention. I'm just so not used to it, and it just hasn't, like, I just didn't have a lot of practice. He opened my car door. I get inside. He closed the door. I immediately went to my group chat. It's weird. Did you say he opened your car door?
High five.
No. Now let me explain, right? Let me explain. By the time we got to the restaurant, my follow-up text was, y'all, that's my bad. I just realized and all that stuff we be talking about, we don't really want it. And I felt like he technically did everything that we be saying we be wanting. In my mind, instinctively, my first thought was, he corny.
Do you have it? He did everything she wanted. In her mind, he was corny. And King Randall would be corny. King Randall could open the same door for you heifers, and y'all wouldn't even say thank you. Wouldn't even look him in the face to say thank you. Wouldn't even acknowledge him on the street if he spoke to you. Black men have always had to be some type of superhero to get acknowledgement in our community. Everybody else can be Clark Kent. We have to be superhero. We have to be superheroes in our communities. Not happening. So, as I wind down this episode of Office Hours, brothers, know your worth. Know when you're being capped on. Recognize the gaslighting and focus on finding new ways to improve yourself, improve your life, because we all have a purpose, and that purpose needs to be fulfilled. So, you know, we need to know, and we need to know soon. So do the work, the internal work. If you don't know where you're going in life, shoot yourself a brainstorming activity. What do you want to do in life? Who you want to be in life? How do you want to be remembered in life? And don't let a woman be your focus or priority. She's not your purpose. Your purpose will draw and attract the woman for you. And you'll find her on that journey. More importantly, she will find you on that journey. But beware of those who are out here coming off of the wall. Because many of them are chameleons, hyenas in disguise. So I want to thank you all for tuning in tonight, or whenever, like I said, whenever you choose, because we're on streaming. We're streaming right now on many networks. Office Hours with your dear brother, Professor Carl Tone Jones. And as I always say, war is peace. Because if you want peace, you better be willing to wage war for it. I'm out of here. Be safe, family.